Good evening. I'm here upon the recommendation of Peter Cohan and others. It seems odd to me that I, having managed the Shaft, would be giving the last concert in the lift. But we will remember the Shaft as I sing to you here. We'll commemorate it. We will give it the Shaft. All right, I'll sing. I'll sing to you, huh? I'm just so happy to be able to do this. I just have some songs that I've kind of written down that I thought I wanted to share with you, but it could be that I don't sing any of those and sing other ones. We'll just let it all come, all right? Bet you're wondering what song this is. This is called Warming Up. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Well, I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I were a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who paints portraits of coral, travel and show. Well, I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. May be quite simple, but now that it's gone, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. I sat on the rooftop, kicked off the moss. Well, a few of these verses, they got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, for these things I do. Well, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. But anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes ever seen. So you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's gone, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in life is now you're in the world. I say how wonderful life is now you're in the world. You're in the world. Thank you.
song that was written by Paul Simon.
Wish I was a Kellogg's cornflake, floating in a bowl making movies, relaxing, relaxing a while, living in style, talking to a raisin, occasionally plays L.A. Been there, I haven't. Casually glancing at his toupee. Wish I was an English muffin, about to make the most out of a toaster. I'd ease myself down,
coming up brown. That's for the cooks.
I prefer boys and berry more than any ordinary jam. I'm a citizen's for boys and berry jam fan.
No sense at all to me, but I'll sing it anyway.
If I become a first lieutenant, would you put my photo on your piano? To Mary Jane, best wishes, Martin. No, Roger Draft, I just slipping down the basement door. Everybody knows what he's tippy-toeing down there for. Oh, 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 South California. Oh, 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 Holden Village.
Sing to you another mystical song. This is called The Wind, and it was written by Cat Stevens, who wasn't a theologian at all by any means, but this song I think has a theological drift to it. You can analyze it when you leave here.
What does this mean, man?
To the wind of my soul, where I end up, well, I think only God really knows. I set upon the setting sun, but never, 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 I never wanted water once. No, never, never, never. I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. Swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 I'll never make the same mistake. No, 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 never, never, never.
Feel like you have to applaud at all, because I should applaud after every time I sing. I feel so indebted that you will listen to this. So Now, this is a song about where I came from before I was here. It's a place called St. Peter, Minnesota. It's a town of about 6,000 people, and they have about 10 bars. Yeah, 10 bars, and that's not including the VFW hall, and they have a couple other halls for the moose and for the beavers or somebody. I don't know. I forget the names of those lodges. But anyway, I have the the happy, the happy luck to be allowed to work as a bar waitress in a place called the Flame Bar. Now, the Flame Bar is a little bit bigger than the Lift, and it's got these huge kind of flames on the top so that when you look up at the ceiling, you feel like you're descending rather than ascending. And it's, the flames are kind of, it's like that stuff that, you know, Shirley Temple walked up those steps, that kind of glittery stuff, she tap danced up. There's that kind of glittery stuff on the flames. And then they got this new wallpaper, and it's just, it's amazing. They were so happy about getting this wallpaper, you know. I mean, it was like it was a total renovation job. And so they closed down the flame for 3 weeks. And we wondered what was going on in there. And I thought, oh, my God, they're getting rid of the flames. And I was so happy. I was hoping they'd give them to some Holy Spirit somewhere else, you know. Well, it turned out that they put up new wallpaper, and they let the flames be. And the wallpaper was these just pictures. Like, it was like a reprint of this very well-endowed woman without a shirt on. So you're sitting in this bar seeing this poor woman just plastered all over the walls, you know. It's enough to make you want to drink. Well, it was enough to make me want to write this song. They also had this very beautiful, I mean, it wasn't a pinball machine. It was more than a pinball machine. It was called Trap Shoot. It was a computer game that you could play, and it was way up on the wall, you know. And whenever we had a free moment and we weren't waiting on customers, we would go back and play Trap Shoot. So this song is dedicated to Trap Shoot and the wallpaper at the Flame Bar. It also contains a bit of philosophy that I garnished in evaluating my work experience. It's something that you wouldn't write on your resume, but I suppose that it's worthy of the song. Yes. Now some folks live single, and others with a spouse, and some folks got families, and others just play house. Some folks live in the country and others in the town. No, you're not supposed to laugh. It's so serious. It's a plight. It's a plight. And some folks live in the city and others just rambling around, killing time, playing like they're Bob Dylan. There's a lot of those people in St. Peter, really. Isn't that funny? They're all kind of short and they play harmonicas when nobody's looking. In the bathroom. Now the other night down at the Flame Bar, I met a pal of mine. He was playing Trap Shoot in the back room and sipping a tonic and lime. He says, "Fiera, how's it going?" I said I was broke. He ordered me up a Billy beer. Do you remember what those were? It's too bad you remember. And I pulled him out of smoke, killing time. Well, we played two rounds of Trap Shoot and a quarter's worth of tunes. Country western women wailing over broken hearts and yellow moons. Yellow moons and broken hearts of Minnesota Avenue. This bar's a home when you need one. There's always someone needing you to kill time. Now play a guitar. A minute after midnight, and the streets were full with monoxide. The Chevys and the farmers' trucks down the main street, side by side. And some folks went home single, and others went with a spouse, and the folks without a family went home together to play house. I walked my old pal down a Walnut Ave and walked 5 blocks to Elm Street, where I lived. Today to say goodbye to leaves only tomorrow left to greet. And we live one day at a time. And whether you live in the country, the city, or the town, there's always a space and a moment and place for just rambling around, killing time. Now ain't life sublime? We're all just killing time. You can sing this one with me if you want. It's one that I felt like singing many days at Holden Village, but I never really got up the guts to sing it, and I never found the right person to sing it to or with. You'll understand when you hear the song. I mean, you have those days when you feel like you ain't gonna work tomorrow, and you go to bed and you feel like, oh, I would rather stay here for the whole day, especially on those rainy days.
Ain't gonna work today. Ain't gonna work tomorrow, Lord.
Want to sing that much with me?
Ain't gonna work tomorrow. Ain't gonna work today. Ain't gonna work tomorrow, Lord. But that is my wedding day.
Not that I ever thought that way, but I mean, honestly, can you imagine just, well, it seems like a really silly song to me when I think of it.
I love my mama and my papa. I love my mama and my papa too. I love my mama and my papa too. I leave them both to go with you. 'Cause I ain't gonna work tomorrow, ain't gonna work today, ain't gonna work tomorrow, Lord, for that is my wedding day. I've been all around this country, I've been all around this world,
been a Wenatchee,
been all around this country, Lord, for the sake of one little girl. Now I ain't gonna work tomorrow, I ain't gonna work today, ain't gonna work tomorrow, Lord, for that is my wedding day. I'm singing you this lonesome song. I'm gonna be gone before too long. Ain't gonna work tomorrow, ain't gonna work today, ain't gonna work tomorrow, Lord, for that is my wedding day.
I'm going to sing you a song that I wrote. It's called I Guess We All Get Blue. I wrote this in high school, and somehow I still treasure it, and I haven't sung it for a very long time, so I thought it would be the time to share it with you.
Straddled in styrofoam, the mannequin tries to make her presence known. Zipper unzipped, hemline ripped, and Mrs. Manager takes her home. I guess we all get blue. Sleeping away the Saturdays, the old man lives a broken phrase. Hungry and old, lonely and cold, waiting on the Lord to take him away. I guess we all get blue. Would you call me on the telephone? I am alone and I can't take it. Oh, would you be there when it's raining and cold? Mother Earth is too old to make it through my troubles too. I need you. She waits at the front door for a lover, but he don't live there no more. Another Sunday with the Philadelphia Tribune. Goodbye, darling, I'll call you soon. And she doesn't know just who to live for. I guess we all get blue. Well, I'm wondering what you will do when you find me on a bridge broken in two, with notes saying, baby, it's all through. I just couldn't live without you, fulfilling my deja vu. Yours truly, Blue. Would you call me on the telephone? I am alone and I can't make it. Oh, would you be there when it's raining and cold and Mother Earth is too old to make it through my troubles too? I guess we all get blue.
I would like to sing you another love song. This is by a man, and maybe you haven't heard of him. His name is Abe Burrows, and he wrote very many songs that most people aren't even familiar with. Well, this is a very serious, pathetic love song. Sound all right? Okay. This is a little bit of a jazz song. It's called "You Ate Up a Hunk of My Heart." My heart. The sight of you made my heart bleed. Your ruby lips, they looked so
so red. Why shouldn't they look so red? Because you ate up a hunk of my heart. I thought you were the real thing, but you were only jesting. Now my heart and my soul and my memories are wrapped up in your small intestine. Wait about a steak, he said. You just smiled and shook your head. Why shouldn't you shake your head? Because you ate up a hunk of my heart.
One you can sing with if you want to. You'll catch on quick enough. It's another one of my favorite bluegrass songs.
I thought I'd seen pretty girls in my time, but that was before I met you. I never saw one that I wanted for mine, but that was before I met you.
There, you caught on.
I thought I would swing and the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you.
Yeah.
I wanted to ramble and always be free. That was before I met you. I said that no woman could ever hold me. That was before I met you. Because I thought I was swinging the world by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you.
They tell me you must reap just what you have sown. And darling, I hope that's not true.
For once I made plans about living alone. But gosh, that was before I met you. I thought I would swing it by the tail. I thought I could never be blue. I thought I'd been kissed and I thought I'd been loved. That was before I met you.
I've got another serious love song for you. Isn't this what women singers sing about? Now, I think of all the women that you know that sing. I mean, they come in and sing you love songs. So I figure I'm no good unless I've got about 12 good love songs for you. Make you want to get your man. No, I'm just teasing. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. I really mean to be so serious up here. I'm just losing it here. This is called Lady's Maid, and it came somewhere from England or Ireland.
Once I was a lady's maid way down in Drury Lane. My master was so kind to me, my mistress was the same. Along came a sailor, happy as can be, and he was the cause of all my miseries. Singing bell-bottom trousers, coats of navy blue, he'll climb the riggings like his daddy used to do. He asked me for a candle to light his way to bed. He asked me for a kerchief to tie around his head. And I, like a silly maid, thinking it no harm, jumped right in beside him to keep the sailor warm. Singing bell-bottom trousers, coats of navy blue,
He'll climb the rigging like his daddy used to do. Early in the morning, before the break of day, a one-pound note he left me, and this time he'd say, maybe you'll have a daughter, maybe you'll have a son. Take this home, my darling, for the damage I have done. Singing bells, violin trousers, coats are navy blue. He'll climb the rigging like his daddy used to do. And if you have a daughter, well, bounce her on your knee. But if you have a son, send the rascal off to sea. The moral of this story is as plain can be. Never trust a sailor an inch above your knees. Singing bells and trousers, coats are navy blue. He'll climb the rigging like his daddy used to do.
This song is called Dark Hollow. It's another old song. I'm not sure where it came from. But it was later taken and adapted by the Grateful Dead, who sang it on one of their albums. It's been sung by very many people. I'd like to sing it too.
I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine than to be here alone knowing that you're gone. It would cause me to lose my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, take me far on down the track. I'm going away, leaving today. I'm a going, but I ain't coming back. I'd rather be in some dark hollow where the sun don't ever shine than to be here in some big city in small room with you on my mind. So blow your whistle, freight train, take me far on down the track. I'm going away, leaving today. I'm a going and I ain't coming back. I'm a going and I ain't coming back.
I would like to sing you a nice little blues tune that I wrote, and then I'd like to sing you a couple of a real hunky-dory love songs. People say, when you write a love song, are you thinking of a person? Is there somebody that you're especially hooked on that you can't get out of your head, and so you feel that writing a song will be some sort of a cathartic measure that you take when all is lost? And I think that, you know, a couple of those songs that I've written, I suppose, still exist, but a lot of times when you write a song, you begin and you never know where you're going to end up. And sometimes you don't really write to a person at all. You write to an idea. But this song was written to a person, I guess. I'd like to get out of it by, you know, not claiming any personal reference, but the blues are just too personal. Whatever color you are.
Hardly can get over you. You're in all I say and all I do. Baby, I'm easy with a hug over lightly. My heart shines as pale as the moon shines brightly. Can't we make love ever so slightly with a smile? hardly can't help feeling blue. Same old color with a teardrop or two. Baby at the bar where we used to stand, holding two black Russians in my leaning left hand. The right one's waiting for a right-hand man. Been waiting a while, been waiting a while. So don't hold me, Richard, don't scold me, Joe. Slide of a Sam, cause I got to go. Find me a door and open me up some air. Gonna draw me my last breath. My man don't care, no, no. No, no. No, no. Think I'll go to Russia or Honolulu. Pick up some strain of somebody's flu. Come back home with a toothpaste grin. Kiss all my enemies and blow my nose in the wind. And throw away my hanky and do it all again, do it all again. So don't scold me, Richard, don't hold me, Joe. Just slide of a Sam, cause I got to go. Find me a door and open me up somewhere. Gonna draw me my last breath. My man don't care. No, 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 no.
Someone should remind me in case it gets to be a time for stretching. I go on sometimes and I'm not always sensitive to that need. If you ever feel like you have to get up and go, then please feel free to do it. You won't hurt my feelings or anything. I'll just sing to the mice and... This song is called Poem.
Shield and mounts his horse, blowing bright bubbles to the lady of third on field, and she stares as he leaves her, holding his flowers as they melt in her hands. Oh, how he grieves her. Goodbye, goodbye, she can't understand. So she waits and hesitates over tomorrow, and wonders what the new day will bring. Reads all the books she can borrow, and longs for her lavender king. He is gone past her sunset, winning his women, waltzing his wishes, severing his soul, searching for control, working part-time, washing dishes. La la la. He's nowhere to be found. Stop your dream pockets. Go back to school, get a job. Don't be a fool and get yourself in hock. It's not the way problems are solved. La 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 la. They beg her to listen and reason, but she walks with her face to the wind. So they sigh and they scatter like leaves of the season. She wipes the tears that fall from her chin and shrugs, then casts off the day with its troubles and walks far away, carrying her home. Remembers the boy and his bubbles and writes down her life in a
ask about meaning, and I wonder and wonder. So this song is a thought like rain before thunder. If I loved you like lightning and tried to strike down your doubt, would your faith in the clouds fall and leave me without any will to believe? You turn and you question and you let go my hand, and you walk so far from me, though by my side you still stand. And you say you're too worthy, and you say you're too poor. You live by your instincts, please don't ask me for any will to believe. Now you smoke your Colombian and you drink your whiskey plain, and you inhale confusion and you swallow your pain. All the while damning boredom, you can't let time alone. Smoke rings encircling, you disclaim to own any will to believe. Come out, it will shower, touch your hand to my cheek, and feel my love thunder as your own lightning speaks. We can't run for cover from this storm, come inside us. Become my lover and let a song guide us. There's the will to believe. Weave the will to believe. Weave the will to believe.